my man, the wonderful, the incredible D. Wade.
Good morning.
What you say, boy?
You know how to make somebody feel special, man. Oh, man.
No, I bring them out.
Good
now. D, I bring them out. Y'all ought to have me introduce the Heat game one time. Going to take a while.
I'm telling you. Game started at 6 o'clock.
I can get it done for you, boy. Hey, man, how you feeling today, man?
I'm feeling good, man. Just seeing the kids off to school, so it's a good day.
Yeah. Hey, now, let me ask you something. This book is called A Father First, How My Life Became Bigger Than Basketball. What's the inspiration behind writing the book?
And you know what, Steve? I had so many inspirations writing this book. I think, you know, the one turning point was, you know, when I went through my custody battle, kind of going through it and not really having, no one to look at in my arena to say, this is how he done it. Just kind of take a shot in the dark. And when I went through it, and after I got custody, I had a lot of people come up to me, a lot of family, a lot of men come up to me, have questions. And I seen that also I gave them hope as well to fight themselves. So, you know, I set out to share my experiences, and hopefully through my experiences as being a parent, as everything I fought for and went through, that I can help some other families as well look at things a different way, deal with things a different way.
Now, you know, man, look, just the title alone, A Father First, I mean, it really is that way for you in life. Your main goal is your children.
Yeah, man. You know, obviously I have to work and I have an unbelievable job. I get to do what I love every day. But, you know, when it comes down to it, what's the most important thing for me? I think that, you know, being a father is the greatest gift that God can ever give me. And I just feel like I've been bred to being a father since I was a kid. And not saying that everything was done right, but everything I went through, you know, put me in a position where I can be, you know, the father that understand how to be the cool dad and how to be a disciplined dad, but kind of understand my kids a little more. So I think I'm doing a good job, but you got to ask them. They might say something different. I don't know.
No, I bet they wouldn't. I mean, man, the saying I discovered was anybody can be a father. It takes a special person to be a dad, because when your children call you, they say daddy or dad,
right.
You know, that's when you've given a child love and time and all those things. Hey, man, now let me ask you this, D. Do you get this part of it that you're not just a role model for your sons? Do you get that you're also a role model out there for a lot of people?
100%, I get it. You know, I get it. Obviously, I have to be a role model first for mine, but I also understand this position that I'm put in, Steve, and you know, this platform that I have and that we have is, you know, as people who have, you know, the microphone in a sense, so that when we talk, people listen, good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I think that's another reason I set out to write this book, because I know that people listen to the things that we say. So I thought I would, you know, share some, you know, kind of with them that was positive, you know, kind of give something back to them that I felt that was positive, even though it was something negative in my life, but it was something that hopefully I could feel to help others. So, yeah, we're a role model.
Yeah, absolutely. And, man, you do so many things. I want to recommend this book. Listen, everybody, before we run out of time. This book, A Father First, Dwayne Wade, is great reading for women and men. See, ladies, I want you to pick this book up because it'll give you some insight into how men can and do often feel about their children if given the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
See, ladies, I want you to get this book.
Right.
If you're having trouble, you know, with your man and all this, I want you to get this book, because I want you to see from a male perspective how they often feel about their children when it's assumed that the mom is always the best place.
Right.
But you can jointly do this together. Mm-hmm. And I think this book speaks volumes to that right there. So that's why I want everybody to get a copy of it. Hey, D, now you do a lot of work with the Wade's World Foundation, man. Tell us about the foundation and what his mission is.
Yeah, I do, man. You know, as simple as I can be, you know, I was a kid that grew up in the inner city. You know, I was one of those at-risk kids. And when I was young, man, I used to always look around my neighborhood at 7 years old, 8 years old, and be like, you know, I want something different. You know, I don't want this for myself. And so I always said, if I ever, got a chance to be successful in the sense I will come back and I will reach back, especially through my life. I know it's so many people that has helped me get up to where I am today. So I go back and I reach back. So through our Ways Well Foundation, the thing that we do is we educate our kids in so many different areas of life, whether it's educating them in reading, whether it's educating them in bullying, whether it's educating them in gun violence. Our job is to educate. And right. I think we're doing a good job in Chicago, you know, area of really teaming up, you know, with certain people, with By the Hands group that has done amazing things in Chicago community. But, you know, we're trying. We're trying as a foundation to reach back.
Right. Well, you are, man, and you're doing that, Seth. You're doing a great job, man. This book, everybody, again, the reason I'm pressing this book, I want everybody out there that listens to go out and get a copy of this book. It's a picture of D-Wade on the cover with his two sons. But the name of the book is called A Father First, How My Life Became Bigger Than Basketball. And ladies, I'm telling you, it's great reading, because if you have a man and he's not really active in the boy's life, or he's trying to be active and the kid's kind of been held as a pawn in the divorce and blah, 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 the game plan, it's great reading for you to let you understand what you really should know anyway. A father is very, very valuable in a child's life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Incredibly valuable.
Yeah.
And for an athlete to make his book not about basketball, but about fatherhood, hey, man, that speaks volumes about the character of the person who wrote the
book.
D-Wade.
Yes, sir.
Keep on doing what you're doing, boy, for real.
Only know one way, baby.
Hey, man.
Born on January 17th, Steve Harvey. Dwayne.
Hey, that's what I'm going to tell you that.
Oh, yeah, man, I know this.
January 17th, born of legend. Muhammad Ali, Lord have mercy. List his greatness. Hey, D, I love you, man. Congratulations on the book, and we're going to run it up the charts today. Watch this.
All right, no doubt. Thank you guys so much.
All right, brother. Thank you, man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.